Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
24 people now facing federal charges in what authorities say was a dangerous drug trafficking operation in and around Chicago's Austin neighborhood. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore with the story.
Two dozen defendants, largely from two major street gangs, have been charged with drug trafficking, firearms violations, and violence on the West Side. U.S. Attorney John Lausch says the arrests and indictments take these people off the streets. But what does it mean for the good people in the Austin community?
Big picture, I can't quantify as to how significant an impact it will make upon this neighborhood overall. But for the people that are on these particular blocks, we hope it makes a significant impact.
Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says the drug trade is deadly.
Heroin and cocaine were the primary source of income for the criminal networks targeted by this joint operation. These illegal drugs have a similar impact on neighborhoods as gun violence.
This is all part of a federal investigation dubbed Full Circle that's still underway. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.